Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Del Amante, and I'm joined by Lynn Bleasdale, and we also have a very special guest, Jody Higgins, with us tonight. And our topic this evening, a little bit later on, is going to be how to get the best out of your reading experience when you meet with a psychic medium or intuitive. And Jody, we'd like to welcome you tonight to the show. It's so nice to have you on. Would you like to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do and where they can reach you?
Sure. Well, I am an intuitive psychic medium, and that means that I do have cards. I can read tarot cards, angel cards, fairy cards, but I'm mostly intuitive, so I don't normally use cards when I read. I just tune into my clients' energy and share information with them that I get. The way I get information is by, I actually use a lot of my senses. When I met my spirit guide, who I work with, named Yeshua, he's my gatekeeper. He told me he would connect with me on all levels using my intuition, meaning I would feel, see, hear, know information. I even sometimes smell or taste. And then I also connect with people who have crossed over and are on the other side. And if anybody wanted to reach me, they can look at my website, which is at www.connectedbyspirit.com, or they can call or text me at 248-302-4648. And if they text me, I can send them the website information so that they can go out and look. I know sometimes it's hard to catch a website on a show like this.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me tonight.
I'm so glad to have you on. Oh, pardon me. Lynn, did you have any announcements or anything that you wanted to make tonight, or should we go on into the topic? Or?
Well, I think, yeah, let's explore the topic, but I just wanted to send a little shout-out to our friend Annette Lepanto-Stevens. It's her birthday today, and she's a frequent listener and a friend of Sacred Embers, and just wanted to give her a warm birthday wish from all of us. So that's my announcement.
Yes, happy birthday, and it is
happy birthday.
It's Eileen Power's birthday today also.
That's right, and
happy birthday, Eileen.
We love you.
Eileen and Annette.
Yep. Happy birthday, Eileen and Annette.
Yep. Eileen's one of the founders of the Sacred Embers Network, and she and DC Love do the Angelantic show Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock EST, and that's 5 Pacific and 7 Central. So there you go. Yeah, I think birthday wishes are important tonight.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely, I agree.
So, I was going to say, let's move. Jody just posted that really neat, that was a great little list you posted, so maybe you want to read that about how to prepare for a reading and how to get the best out of your reading.
Oh, sure. You'd like me to run through it?
Yeah,
go right. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay. So we always want our clients to come prepared as well as possible. And there are some things that you can do to get a better reading with your psychic medium. And so these are some of those things. We ask that you prepare for your reading in advance by having a quiet location, a good phone connection, preferably a landline, so that we're not having a lot of static or anything and you can hear everything, and that you be very relaxed. You don't want to be maybe in the car driving down the road or having your children in and out of the room. This is time for you, and it's time for you to connect with spirit and learn more about what your life has coming forward for you, or to connect with a loved one, and to be tuned into your own intuition. Another thing is, a lot of people ask for a sign from their loved one, and we ask that you come through completely open and listen to what we have to say rather than looking for that sign. Sometimes the way they connect with us doesn't necessarily work with how our gifts may work. A lot of us work with reference to things in our own life, or we'll see something and it may not come across the same way, so we don't pick up the exact same thing you're looking for. So we want you to come without any sort of an expectation about that and listen to the information so that what is true will really truly ring true for you. Otherwise, you might be disappointed, and that's not what we want. Don't feed us any information. Let us do the talking. And it's not that we want to just listen to ourselves talk, but this is your time to get information from Spirit and from Creator. And if you let us talk and not give us too much information, then what comes through is going to be very, very genuine. We don't want you to feed us. I can't tell you the number of times I had information to give and the person interrupted and told me exactly what I had just gotten. And that sort of short circuits their opportunity to get some really wonderful validation. And it validates our gifts for us, that we know we're on track, we're touching in with who you want to get or the information you want to get. And it can short circuit us a little bit because we're kind of like a radio that you're trying to tune in. Let's see. Oh, here's a really good one. We need you to come in and connect with us. Now, what that means is come in, say hello. If we ask you something, answer the question without giving too much detail. Now, I just told you not to give us too much, but we still want you to answer yes or no. If we ask you for information, give it to us. Here's a really good example. I have had people come to me for a reading, and I'll say, I feel like there's a woman coming through, and I don't know if it's a mother or an aunt or a grandmother, but it feels like it's on your father's side. And they'll say, okay, but what that does is it doesn't validate for me that I'm picking up who it is you want to come through. The other thing is I don't always get names. Sometimes I do, and I get really happy and excited when that happens, but I also don't want to guess because sometimes I know I'm guessing. And I don't mean guess. I'm getting a name. It's just the wrong name. And I would rather have you say, no, that's not the right name, or just give me the name and the year they passed if I ask for it. So you can talk to us. We don't want you to come in and be a stone wall. What that does is it breaks down the energetic connection. And if we can't connect you energetically, then we can't connect to the information you want from Spirit or to your loved ones from the other side. And then the last thing is, it is okay to tell us if the information doesn't quite fit. And what I mean by that is, if we give you information, it's okay to tell us, no, it doesn't feel right. As a matter of fact, I ask my clients to tell me that. I do know I'm not always right, and that simply means I'm human. I also know that sometimes I might get information for the person sitting in the room with you or who's in the house. And it's kind of a hop, skip, and a jump to another person for information. And it's okay to tell me, oh, you know what? The information you get really isn't about this. It's about someone else in my family, or the information might not be for me. And in that case, it helps me to tune in a little more, and then I have information that you can take and give to them. So you might be a conduit of providing a message for someone else that they may need to get. So those are just some things that I really think would be helpful. I also have a lot of folks who come in and they do a lot of talking, and this is their time to get information from me. I certainly love connecting with my clients, but I want to give you information. So if you can allow your medium to talk, and answer their questions, that also is really helpful. What are your ladies' experience with these kinds of things?
Go ahead, Sue.
I agree completely with everything that you said, Jody. And the more mm-hmm. open a person is, the more information we receive for them. And a lot of times, even though the information might not ring true at the moment, it might happen in a week, it might happen in a month, it might happen in 6 months. But just because it doesn't
yeah.
sound right now doesn't mean that it's completely wrong. It's just not right now. So you have to be completely open for all the information that we're giving.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. And, you know, here's, mm-hmm. I know this sounds a little crazy, but I know that you guys will understand it when I say it. And I know our listeners will understand, too. We're not mind readers. And, yeah, we have some really amazing superpowers. But if you come in, I need you to validate some of the information. I don't just know. And sometimes validating a little bit of the information I get at the beginning opens up a huge bandwidth of information. So you have to be open. You have to come forward with some information. If I ask you, is this correct? Is this accurate? Give me a little bit of feedback. Once I feel on track, my confidence goes through the roof, and we're going to get all kinds of information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another
That's
thing
so
I
good.
Find is tell me, if there's something you really, really want to know, just ask me. I had a lady come in, and she was hoping I'd pick up on a situation, but she was sort of a wall. She had read an article that said, don't tell the medium anything. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're not, right? We're not like that.
Yeah.
We need that. We need a little bit, you know, of information, and then it just makes me feel, it makes me human, right? I'm already human, but it taps into the side of me that says, I'm not connecting to this person at all. I can't do this. And
right,
once we've got that come in for us, you know, so remember your medium is a human being and they need a little feedback and love.
Mm-hmm. Well
Great.
Put. Well said. Yeah.
What about you, Lynn? Do you have anything you want to add?
Well, it's funny, like, because Jody's just said, we're not mind readers, but that's exactly what I was about to say. you know, we're not, as I say to people, you know, if we were fortune tellers, we'd have the lottery numbers, guys. We'd be on a beach somewhere in the tropics. You know what, I notice as I read for different clients, there are some people that it just pours in. And it's almost like a bus station, right? There's like so much energy coming in. I have to say one at a time, guys. And then there's the other ones. I find the worst time for blockage. I mean, the expectations are one thing. You come in and the skeptics, skepticism is beautiful and it's really necessary because it keeps you from tangling with charlatans.
Yeah.
But if you come in with, like your dukes up and expecting us to like we're going to call you out. We're going to like expose you for the fraud you are, like, well, holy doodles, we can't read that. And I find those readings are like, they're just so hard. And I feel like I've been run over by a truck afterwards. And then there's the ones who, and I love it when a client meditates beforehand and we sort of meet at the same vibrational frequency. That's we were talking just before the show, weren't we, about being energized after a reading. And I think that's the difference in experience, because the client will bring an energy to us and it just gives us something to push against and something to work with. It's like we've got your beautiful energy and they're connecting, you're connecting, and it's just fabulous. And so it's the difference, it really is almost the difference in attitude that you bring to it. I guess that's what I have to say.
Okay, we've got
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Can I say one other thing, too?
Absolutely.
I love Teresa Caputo, but I think people, they want us to be like her, and I think we are. But the problem is what they see on TV it has been edited and cut. So you're only seeing the best of the best information that she shares. I think we're all, as gifted as she is, our gifts demonstrate in different ways, but people come in expecting it's going to be like that situation, and it's not always like that. So I would tell people, be very open. Leave your expectations at home. Be an open book. Come in expecting a beautiful experience that's spiritual, but don't expect us to read your mind. If you want to know something, tell us. I had a woman, like I was going to say, she came in, she wanted to talk to me. Really what she wanted to know was what was going to happen with an inheritance. But she came in really stone cold and didn't want to, you know, she, like I said, she read that article. And I didn't get any information from her. And she tried 3 different people, couldn't get anything because she was so shut down.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, that makes it
that's
hard.
A shame. It really does.
Yeah.
And
then her boyfriend was really open, and I picked up his grandmother.
Nice. Well, there you go. And, yeah, and it's never stop trying. You know, if you're having trouble, like, you might just not have the right medium or the right healer or the right coach.
True.
You know, you maybe need to align
absolutely.
That energy. Yeah. Like, I know my work is not for everyone. And if I feel like I've often sent people to Sue or to Ryan or to Jan, and now that I know Jody, you know, I'll shoot them over to you or to Shannon, and just people that I know would be a better match for that client, you know?
Right.
And I'm happy to do that because it, to me, it's like being a technician and getting the right bolt for the right machine,
yeah.
You know? There
absolutely.
You go. We have callers waiting. I guess we should. Sorry.
We've got some callers waiting up.
Yeah.
Oh, are
yeah,
we ready
got
to
got
get
some,
to the phones?
I don't know. I guess. up to Jody, are you ready to go with
I'm
callers?
Ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty then.
See, our first caller is area code 951. Are you with us? Area code 951, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
And can we have your name?
Hello.
Nathaniel, California.
Nathaniel? Do you have a question for us tonight?
I wanted to see if you do any kind of messages or anything like that.
Just a general reading?
Yeah, I could mention about either just kind of struggling here and moving around to motel. But then again, I like in general if I ask a question, and I'm not sure if it works better if I in general or ask a question.
Whichever is best for you, hon. If you have a specific question or if you just want a general, we can just let you know whatever is coming through.
Okay, a general's great.
Okay. Jody, would you like to start out with Nathaniel?
Yeah, Nathaniel, you feel to me like your energy is really low and you have been feeling kind of sad. Has the holiday season been affecting you, sort of making you feel a little blue?
Well, somewhat, yes. I don't have any family, but don't have any family left.
I'm sorry. I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
It's okay. It's okay. Yes, okay. Uh-huh.
Jody?
Uh-huh.
Nathaniel was saying he hasn't any family left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand. Thank you. I couldn't hear him at all.
It's a bit funny
so,
with the sound, love.
Yeah, I just affected my volume and turned it up some more to see if it would help. You know, did you say you're living in some hotels right now as well? You're traveling a lot?
Yeah, what happened was, is 5 years ago, I moved out of my long-term home. And then I've been struggling. I lived in Barstow for 3 years. And about a year and a half ago, I got a job in Orange County. So I've moved here like a year and a half ago, and I've been just going back from motels and stuff, and they won't rent to me more than 4 weeks because I have a bankruptcy. So I'm just kind of vagabonding around. I know someone that needs help a little bit, so he actually has a motel that I stay with, but I'm actually not allowed to stay there. But I end up, every 4 weeks, I end up having to stay a couple of weeks there, or I have to go somewhere else to the other place I'm staying. So I'm kind of vagabonding around. I have, you know, work and a car and cell phone and stuff, so I have a lot of stuff in storage, and have a lot of astrological and metaphysical things I do and stuff as well.
Well, I want to tell you that even though I know you're feeling a little blue, I feel like things are going to be picking up for you. I don't think that this situation is going to be like this for a real long time, because I don't think you're truly depressed. It just feels like you're sort of in a valley right now.
Yeah, that's kind of, I'm just kind of an eternal optimist, but the last 5 years I've been without a house, or I lived in Barstow and I had a place for 2.5 years, but I really didn't like it there. It was out in the middle of the desert out there. There was just nobody out there, and the winds blew, and it gets, you know, 116, 120 out there. And it gets down to about 10 or 20 degrees, too, in the winter.
Yeah, and I feel like you like California where you're at.
You know, I grew up here, and I don't know where else to go because I really love the area, and I know the area, and I have so many memories in the area that if I go somewhere else, I'm going to feel kind of, not really know, you know, the navigation
right.
Very well, and then I'm not going to have any, you know. So, you know, I've just kind of been, I know Orange County here in California really well. So,
I want to ask you, one of the things I'm picking up is that your living situation is going to get more solid, and I feel like it's in the next 6 months. But I want to tell you, I understand how much bankruptcy can affect your emotions and your confidence. And I want to tell you that I feel like this has been underrating how you feel about yourself, that it's made you feel really down. And I want to tell you, don't let this continue to define you. I feel like you have really dug yourself out of a place that's not been real pleasant for you, but it's had some really great lessons along the way. I also feel like you've given up on trying to purchase your own home, but I want you to try that again because I feel like you're going to buy a house. I don't think this is something that is a permanent situation for you by any means. And I feel like for the most part, you've gotten yourself back on track. I'm hearing something about a dog. Do you like having dogs or pets, and you've not had a dog for a long time?
You know, I've actually lived, I know dogs are very great. I remember I actually regret not having a dog when I had a home. So when I do get a home, I probably will get a dog. And I don't know what kind I get.
And I think that's going to be good for you.
And there's so many different kinds of dogs you could get. I mean, you know, you could get a dachshund, a wiener dog, or a little poodle, or a golden retriever, or some Irish setter. Or I saw somebody had a big kind of a poodle dog that looked adorable today. I think it was Jen Young on the thing that the dog just passed away. But
you may start out thinking you're only going to get one, but I think you're going to end up with a couple of dogs, to be honest with you. And I just, you know, I know this holiday season feels really sort of like you're discombobulated and you're ready for a home. There's two things I want to say to you. In the meantime, look into renting a room. I think you're going to find somebody who will let you do that. And also, if you can pay for a certain amount of time up front, I think they're going to allow you to move in and trust that you can take care of continuing to make payments. I feel like this bankruptcy is far enough behind you that you should have started to rebuild credit and that you're going to move into a place where you're going to be able to buy a house. I really think that's coming for you, and that's what you want, right?
Yeah, I do have two or three credit cards. I'm about $3,700 debt, but I'm digging my way out, and You know,
well,
if I could buy them.
You're consistently making payments on them, too. You're not missing payments, right?
I just made a big $600 payment, and I know never to miss the late date or, you know, not make the minimum payment. I do that, like, on the first day, you know, and then I try to think about paying, you know, off by the time, you know, because,
So here's what I want to say to you is stop beating yourself up about this. It is what it is. People, life happens, right? And the beauty in it, what shows your character is how you recover from it. You're mm-hmm. taking care of your debts. You've gotten back on track. You're going to buy a new home. And where you're at now isn't forever. And I feel like Spirit is telling me that right now you've been sort of on a narrow road, but the path is widening. Things are going to get better. They're going to get easier. I feel like work's going good. You know, that things are going to be getting better. And I keep hearing that there will be another life partner.
Mm.
Okay? You do not have a person in your life right now with you?
No, I haven't had a life partner for some time now.
Okay. Well, just do me a favor and don't say never.
Oh, sure. No,
because,
I know that there,
okay.
Many people have told me they're coming in. You know, one said it was 6 months. A couple of days ago, but
what I'm picking up, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I do feel like 6 months is sort of a turnaround for you. You're going to start seeing big changes. 2018, half of it's going to be a little bit of the same, but, you know, you hit late spring, middle of summer, and I feel like things are taking off for you.
Well, guess once I hit my birthday, May 1st, which is the day of ironic insight, I know days for all the days of the year, and it changes the numerology there. So, like Donald Trump's born the day of the Gesty confrontation. So everyone has a day. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I have, actually. But I will I will tell you, I feel like with the spring and all of the regrowth of spring, that's really going to feel really vibrant for you because I just feel like things are opening up. I feel like things are going to open up for you. Also, continue to live in your abundance. Keep your faith in yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Spirit, you're connected enough to Spirit to know that, you know, he, she, God, Goddess, always has our back in this path. And you might have to learn some lessons that are tough, but ultimately the lessons are what make us who we are, and it provides us so much growth. So I feel like a little bit of the message with that is keep your chin up. I really keep seeing, like, a cozy living room, a Christmas tree. I know that you had hoped that you would be maybe in your own place by now. I just don't let it get you down, okay? Just do your best to keep your chin up. Easy for me to say, right? I'm not living in that moment right now, and it's a difficult place to be. But keep your chin up because it's coming.
That's like a Neil Young song. Don't let you down. It's only castles burning.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much. That was beautiful. I thought that was very accurate.
Yeah,
you're very talented.
Thank you. And I want to say one more thing to you. You are connected to Spirit. You know this. We are more loved than we can ever know. I had a really beautiful connection to Jesus where I met him in a meditation. The love was overwhelming, and he is not our greatest connector. So I can't even tell you what that must be like. But it was at a time after my divorce where my family's not close by and I was feeling very alone. And the one thing that was said to me was, you are not alone. You are never alone. And that's what I want to say to you is,
That's what
living that connection.
Grandmother said. All her message was, "Is we can see you."
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute. There's hundreds of people that I've prayed to and that have died in my family that I've known. I knew another girl that I just knew for a while, and she came back with a message, and it's amazing how many, probably hundreds or thousands of people that we've ever met can probably see us.
Yeah, and I just want to say that sometimes people think they're insignificant, but our Creator knows every grain of sand on the beach. He knows every grain of salt in the shaker, and He knows every one of us by name and by energy, by spirit. So you are loved, and you are known, and He does see you.
All right. Well, that's very beautiful. I really thank you for your message.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Jody. That was wonderful. Nathaniel,
thank you.
Too, I have a little bit for you, too. I was writing what you guys were talking, and I was getting a lot of the same that Jody was. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, I'm pretty hard on myself.
Yeah, you have to be more sensitive to yourself and get out of your comfort zone a little bit and meet new people and try some new things to get more people in your life. If you don't have family around you, you need more friends and companions. So go out and try something different. Join a bowling league, or I know they don't really have like book clubs or anything like that anymore.
I get the picture of it. Go to the mall or go somewhere and meet some people.
Someplace
you get
different.
A plan. The other guys was playing. I could go to a nightclub or something, but you know, I could go to the mall or
you really want to stay well. You don't really want to go someplace where there's going to be a lot of drinking and noise. And
yeah.
You really can't connect well in that environment. But I wrote down spring renewal. So I think that there's going to be a lot of changes coming through for you come springtime, too. And remember when you're feeling your darkest during this time, to call on your angels. Our angels are always with us, but they won't intercede in our lives until we ask them to.
Yes.
So make sure and talk to your angels. If you're having a hard time, you know, Archangel Michael and Raphael, they're fantastic to come through and help. There's so many different angels, or you could just put it out there generically. Whatever angels are available to help me with this situation, please come in and help me.
I could assign 12
special
angels.
But I really think you need to be easier on yourself. You need to get out and
expand
your horizons.
Hey, well, I appreciate every word. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. And Lynn, do you have anything for Nathaniel?
I do. I have a lot of stuff here, and I can barely read it. I first have to ask you, Nathaniel, does the name Edward resonate with you for any reason?
I'm not sure right now. My brother had an old friend named Eddie, Eddie Edward did, but I'm not sure if that would be him. But I'll look for that name.
Along with that name comes the number 30. So that may have been an age, perhaps, or a birthday. I'm not sure. But those two, the number and the name, seem to be linked. So that was the first thing that came through, and that's a side. Okay, and regarding your situation, I get a very strong sense. I drew a picture of a loop, like you feel like you're in a bit of a loop, like an just the same thing keeps happening over and over and over for you, and you're wondering when there's going to be a break in this. just a minute. Sorry, this is really... I sense here you get... When you work, you give more than you get. Like, you're probably not paid well enough for your work. The spiritual meaning of... Yeah, the phrase, the spiritual meaning of money comes in. And I sense what that means for you is that you need work that is not just for money. It has to have something more. It has to feed your soul. And it's hard to do work that doesn't give you that. And if you can even get out and do a little volunteer work, just so that you're not feeling so socially isolated, if you're giving, if you're helping others, it'll help you not to feel so lonely in the physical, because as Jody and Sue both say, you're totally surrounded by spirit, and they're a thought away. You can connect with them. Now, you were saying you do a little bit of medium work, or is it you do astrology work?
Yeah, I guess I do, you know, everything. I'm born the day of ironic insight, so I've been studying Chinese astrology for quite some time, and then I got in with the personology. There's a couple different kinds. There's actually face reading, where you read the face instead of the hand, and then there's actually personology has every day. So every day of the year has a certain sign. So Babe Ruth is born the day of the curveballer. And Muhammad Ali is born the day of the heavyweight.
Okay, Nathaniel, I can hear the passion that you have for this work in your voice. So what I have next here is it says you're going to need to take some bridging work, like something to bring in a little bit of income just for a little while. Like, was it Sue or Jody that mentioned 6 months?
Yeah.
I think. Okay, that's what I'm getting too. It's not going to be long term, so you know, stand it 10 seconds at a time, kind of thing. But have you ever considered working with animals, working with dogs?
Someone told me that I should be a veterinarian, that everything, forget everything else and herd, and you know, be a veterinarian. And then that they just told me I was going to get a couple dogs.
Hmm. Well, maybe check out vet tech work, or even just they'll hire people at veterinary clinics or kennels just to work with the dogs, walk with them or whatever. But I just feel like that would be a really good bridging job for you. But as you do that, take the light work, the medium work you do, and do some volunteer. Take it to, like, for example, a retirement home. Do some free free face readings or whatever work you feel like doing there.
I actually work at a children's hospital, so I'm on, you know, trying to help out people over there. I'm working over there on Christmas, and I get like a holiday pay for it, so I'm working 12 hours, so I should get a couple $150 for the day, so that's kind of my bonus for to work the holiday and get.
Well, throw the work you do out there. Like, do some volunteer, do some free work for a while. That's why I guarantee you that's how Judy and Sue and I all did. We started out doing free readings for people and kind of, you know, proved that we weren't faking it. And then and do that for yourself. I think you'd be awesome. I can hear that passion you've got. Let me just see what else I've got here. Something about... Oh, right. The thing, struggling, like always working harder than you get paid for, it's something that all mediums, artists, anyone that does right brain kind of work doesn't get paid well. So don't worry about that. You're fine.
Is it kind of the healer syndrome? You know, a lot of the healers, you know, they take all the abuse.
Oh, totally. Empaths, they're called earth angels sometimes.
Yeah.
They just take a rocky road, boy. But
it's just a big sponge of everybody's negativity, I think.
Yeah, and that's when you work on protection and grounding and releasing. Just detoxifying. You can bone up on all those techniques. YouTube is full of wonderful techniques, and but I just think, like, roll with it. You already know what you do well, and working with children, like, what a beautiful energy to gather, you know. So get out there and don't be alone. You have no need to be alone, you know.
I may try to write a children's book sometimes, and try to get through some children, and that would be a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. But don't stand
exactly
in your own light, because you are worth it and you are fabulous. Okay, I can hear fabulous in you, so just run with that.
Know,
and
I think my big brother had kind of tortured me and beat me up for years, He had electrocuted my toe out there by the pool enough times. He drowned me. He put me in the trunk of the car back over at the high school. They just put the speed bumps in, and they were really big. And he drove a car under those, and he was only 12, and I was 8. And,
my gosh.
He drove around Cal State Fullerton at 80 miles an hour with me in the trunk.
My gosh.
He had beat me up, and he said he really liked a brother, but I think I was just his slave brother.
Yeah.
I'm really sick.
Oh, boy.
he's not really been a very good brother. He's supported me at some times, but I've just been kind of his slave brother, and he's been my clown big brother that would, do all kinds of stuff,
So family isn't always a blood thing, though. It's a soul connection.
Yeah, it's
right?
A spirit
There's family
thing.
Out there.
It's a spirit thing.
It sure is. And your family is out there. Just keep going, and they are going to show up. Absolutely,
okay.
I promise you. I was going to say, too, and this is for everyone that's listening, we've opened a little community with the Sacred Embers page on Facebook. So if you want to join that, please do. We're hoping for mutual support and idea sharing.
I'll
join us,
right,
Nathaniel.
Now on Facebook and,
it's the Sacred Embers page. Yeah.
Okay.
Just join the community there and keep in touch with us that way.
Thank you
Alrighty,
all
then.
So very much. The three wise ladies.
Oh,
I don't know if so wise, but thank you so much, Nathaniel.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Okay, ready for our next caller?
Yeah.
Area code 229, are you with us?
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, can we get your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin.
Melvin! Melvin. Sweetheart.
Hey.
Nice to hear from you, Melvin.
Oh, we've missed so much.
Yeah, I miss you guys, too. I love you all.
Oh, we love you,
too.
Yeah.
How
can we help
you
tonight, hon?
Yes, ma'am. I just have questions about on my job. I got injured, and so now, last week, my attorney called me, and they wanted to settle out of court. And he told me how much they wanted to settle out. And I told him that, they need to go up a little bit more and it'll be a done deal. So he's supposed to be looking into it, but I just want to know, will he give me a call anytime soon and give me what my demands are as far as the settlement for my workman's comp claim?
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, Jody, I'm going to
go ahead
and go with Melvin first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As soon as you started talking, Melvin, I heard negotiation.
Okay.
So I am going to say do not accept the settlement. Try to negotiate more, and I think you are going to get a little bit more than what they're offering originally. You might not get as much as what you would hope for, but I think if you and your attorney negotiate that, you are going to get a little bit more.
Okay. Because it seemed like to me he's trying to rush this case a little, and some of the things, like I told him, that was not covered, because I got injured twice and I have two workman's comp claims pending on this same company. But he said that it had been added to the first injury. And I told him, what the figures are for the second injury. But he couldn't give me a figure. But I'm asking at first they put $40,000 on the table. And then they say, we'll go up $5,000, so like $45,000. And I said no. And then I told him, like, look, we can sell this thing out for about $37,000 because I can't have surgery right now because I'm a diabetic, and they want to just pay it all out, and I can have surgery later because my A1C level is too high, and the doctors don't want to take a chance of that. I got to get my A1C level down. I got to be able to lose some weight.
Yeah, you got to pay more attention to your diet. You're not watching your diet close enough.
I know, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, pay closer attention to your diet. Try not to worry as much as you're worrying about all of this. Try to push it a little more to the back of your mind and concentrate more on you and your healing process.
Right.
As long as you keep worrying about this and you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to keep getting sicker and sicker, Melvin. So you have to take care of yourself, hon. Concentrate on your diet. Do your meditation, your deep breathing exercises, everything that you need to do to keep yourself focused and relaxed.
Right.
And stay centered and stay positive. Don't let all that negativity keep creeping in on you. You're letting too much of the negativity in, so.
Yeah, I've been trying to slap the door on it. And, you know, I've been breathing and talking to my angels and, you know, trying to stay positive. And I get these negative thoughts in my mind and I kick it out, you know. And I'm like, okay, why I'm being so much of, you know, why is this being so much of a challenge for me? You know, because I've been going through a lot. You know, I lost my son in 2015 and I'm ready to move forward with my life. And it seems like, you know, it's just dragging on, and I have gained too much weight because of going through depression. But I am seeing someone, a doctor, for my depression and stress and anxiety.
Good.
Try to keep it under control. But
I know that you have issues with your knees and your back, but try even getting out and walking a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah, try to walk. Get your diet under control. Get out and walk. Drink more water. Concentrate more on you, hon. And remember, when you get in those dark moments, all of us here at the Sacred Embers Network are here for you. And we do have that Facebook page, the Sacred Embers. And please get hold of us. We're all here to support you. We know you're going through a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem at all. I'm going to pass you over to Jody. She's our guest tonight, and I'm sure she's got some fantastic messages for you, too, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
You take care, sweetie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Daniel. You know, I want to ask, did this injury that happened, I feel like your career or your job that you do is going to have to change as a result of it. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. Because once I settle this case, I'm no longer going to be there at that company. And I'm going to have to file for disability as soon as this is completed and where I can be trained to do something else.
Okay, because, yeah, it feels like the remainder of your income-earning life will be affected by this, and I just feel like the settlement that you're asking for is too low. I felt like maybe Lynn also was saying that in some of the stuff that she had to say, that I hope it's enough to be able to help take care of your needs for as long as you need to, because I felt like what the result of this injury was quite debilitating. And when she talked about your diet, I also heard that you need gentle exercise. So does this injury precipitate you from or keep you from being able to walk?
Well, I can walk, you know, I can walk and I can stand up and all of that. But the thing is about it, they have people watching me because of my injuries, the seeds I'm faking, and I can't, go out and walk right now and do what I, you know, I have been to physical therapy twice on my knee and on with my back and with my elbow, but it's, you know, when I step outside my door and go somewhere, either go to work at night, which I got to go to work at night tonight because I'm a greeter. They got me setting all the time. And I'm setting at the front door, and I'm gaining weight. Well, I have gained weight.
I got you.
And it's like I'm in a box. I want to go out and exercise because I used to walk 5 miles at least 3 times a week. And now I can't get to that right now because if they see me, they're like, okay, well, look like nothing's wrong with him now. I mean, he's got walked 5 miles, but I can't walk 5 miles right now.
Right, and I wouldn't tell you to walk that much. I would tell you just need 15 to 20 minutes of slow, gentle walking because I just feel like it will help. I feel like there's stuff with your hips and lower back. I feel like it would make you feel much better. It's unfortunate that you're being, you know, watched to see if you're quote-unquote faking. It's really unfair because I feel like it would really help you to be able to get out and do that. If you're unable to do that, think about some videos or maybe even some yoga at home. I feel like the walking would be better for you, so if you have a treadmill, but just gentle stuff, whatever you can do, because I feel like it will really, it will help your lower back and hips quite a bit. And for some reason, I just got the feeling that you need to be extraordinarily careful this year on the ice and through the winter, because I just got this inkling of you slipping, so be very careful you don't fall. And I'm getting pulled back to this, so I wanted to, again, reiterate it. Make sure that you are asking for enough in the settlement and that nothing is shut down, because I don't feel that it's what you're going to get is going to take care of your needs. You just have to make sure it's enough.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. And I did stretch that to my attorney because I put on the table $90,000, and he came back with me saying they said $40,000. But is my attorney working hard enough for me, or do I need to report him to the company? Because I have received numerous of letters that if I'm not satisfied with him, that, you know, they can take him off my case and assign another attorney within the same law firm.
I think it would be very beneficial for you to at least ask them if you can speak to another attorney about it and get someone else's input. I don't know for sure, but I feel like there needs to be more money for you. I don't feel like $40,000 is going to be enough to see you through what you need to be seen through, to take care of this injury, to go through surgery. It's not fair. You've got an injury that I feel is going to affect you for the remainder of your income earning life, meaning that also affects things like your ability to save and put money away for retirement. So it's important to look at it from a much bigger picture than just getting through right now and, oh, I'm going to have another job someday. I feel like you have to be very concerned about your future well-being beyond the next couple of years.
I mean, true. I can't even, like, my rent is due for this month, and I looked at my paycheck online, and I don't even have enough money to pay my rent tomorrow. And I don't know what I'm going to tell my landlord, and she's been very generous with me, and she knows, you know, that I'm going through a lot, but my thing is also, like, do you see me applying for a disability after this case is over and And if so, how long before I receive disability?
I feel like the disability, I do feel like you are going to apply for it and that it's going to come through. If you don't go about it the right way, it could take a long time. I feel like you need to start out right away working with a lawyer so that when you apply, you do it the proper way. There are things that they're familiar with that we're not, and I think you need to talk to someone about making sure the adequate information goes in the first time.
Okay. So I do need an attorney before I apply?
Yes, talk to an attorney before you apply, because I feel like I really definitely get that they're going to provide you information on applying with the right verbiage that will help get it approved quickly, and I feel like you need it.
Okay. Once I do that, how long would it take for me to be approved?
As long as they do the right thing, it could get through very quickly. If you're not working with the right person and going at it at the right angle and putting in the right information the first time, it could take you a year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying make sure to use an attorney the first time when you go through, because you don't want to get denied the first time. The other thing is, I don't know what you do for a living now, but I feel like you don't want to not be working. I feel like you want to be working. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I want to be working. I'm a football coach in Georgia, and I have not coached because of my injuries, and I like coaching high school football, and that's what I want to go back to do. And I also want to go back and finish my degree because I have I have only 9 elective classes to finish my degree. But I want to get back on the football field and coach these high school kids.
Yeah, I definitely see something coming through with it. I'm not sure so much about the coaching, but I do feel like you're going to be working with kids. I also feel like you're going to have some sort of a degree. Could it be in, psychology or counseling or something? Because I feel like I could see you also doing some kind of program or working with mentoring kids. So if it's not in the facility of working with football where you're physically doing stuff with them, I think you're going to be doing something in terms of working with them in some other capacity. Maybe it's working with kids in football who need to be well prepared for school or something. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's some sort of mentoring program, I feel. That's what I'm really getting, is that you're going to do something for mentoring kids.
Okay. But will my attorney call me this week and let me know that, okay, they gave another offer?
This week or next week, but I don't think you're going to... If it hits next Wednesday, you're going to have a real hard time hearing from him until after the next rest of the year because of the holidays. I just feel like he's slowing down. So if you don't hesitate to call him and definitely ask them to give you access to another attorney to get some second opinion.
Well, I thought this was going to close up for me. Because see, I'm a veteran. I'm a Marine, and I'm not really particularly worried about medical expenses because I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I can go to physical therapy there, and I can get treated by military doctors for my back and for my knee and my elbow without spending a penny. And also with medication and surgery if I need it. So that's why I told my attorney, like, hey, I'm not worried about as far as paying for medical bills and all that stuff because I'm a veteran. And I served in the United States Marine Corps. So that wouldn't take money out of my pocket.
Right.
So
no, it's just the concern about living expenses.
Yes, ma'am. I'm concerned about if we close this deal tomorrow, okay, what I'm going to do for income coming in. And not to just sit back and depend on $37,000 and think it's going to take me a long way. My main objective is get more income in. Disability.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, for me, I don't feel like $37,000 is nearly enough.
No,
the kind of injury you've had. Yeah, I would definitely be talking to somebody else. And if you wanted to, you could even go talk to an attorney from another firm. Because I don't know what Lynn and Sue get about this, but I don't feel like you're being served well enough in terms of the dollar amount. That just doesn't, I mean, that's maybe a year of income. I mean,
yes, sir. I mean, this has been going on for about almost 18 months now. Next week, it'll be 19 months.
It doesn't compensate for the long-term effects of this on your earning potential, your ability to make money later. You know, what if there are issues with the surgery, things of that sort? It just doesn't feel to me like it's enough. Do you ladies have any thoughts or feelings on that?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to carry on then?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Yeah, because I did get an image that came up right away for you, Melvin, which is an image of a wall, and there's two figures, one on one side, one on the other, and they're both pushing at this wall. And the very definite message comes through, push back. I feel like they are trying to almost bully you into settling. Push back is what they come through saying. Okay, Jody, I'll leave it back to you, sir. I don't think you were quite done then.
No, and, you know, I know this sounds a little crazy. I'd like a little validation on this, too. Do you ladies feel like this should be in the six-figure range?
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think it should be at least about $150,000 or more. I mean,
considering considering the level of the disability you've been left with, absolutely.
I don't even think $150,000 is enough. This is, we're looking at income for the rest of your life, and I'm really concerned about it because I think that you've been injured tremendously, and I know that. I'm not getting that this is something where you're just trying to get money out of the situation. And yes, you'd be happy to go back out and work again. But I don't feel that what they are coming forth with, I feel like they think they're getting the easy way out, and they are. This isn't nearly adequate enough. I don't know if you've just not had the right legal support, or if the lawyers that you have been provided by the company, and perhaps those lawyers are working harder for the company than you. But I'm really concerned about your future well-being financially because of this. It doesn't feel like you're really being taken care of well enough.
No, I'm not. And I let him know, I let my attorney know, like, hey, what is this? I mean, this is peanuts here. I mean, I've been injured in three areas of on my body, and the MRIs and the X-rays and all the physical, all that shows that, I mean, hey, this guy have a bulging disc, he damaged his hip, is like not, my hip is not in alignment, my knee, I have a meniscus tear, and it's going to require surgery. I'm going to have a whole new knee replacement. And $30,000 is not, if I look up the surgery amount, just for my knee is probably $30,000.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah. What I would say is if you make 30 or 40,000, I don't know what you make, but just for a round figure, okay, let's say you make $50,000 a year. If you're 40 and you got 20 more years to work, they should be looking at 20 times whatever your yearly annual salary is, because you're going to need to be able to be making income, and you're going to have to be able to, you know, take care of any future medical bills, any future downtime. This is not just, you know, a $30,000 injury. That's where my concern is. And I don't think that you're feeling, I think you have a good heart and you're not asking enough for what you need to take care of yourself.
Right.
It doesn't matter how good the company has been to you while you've worked for them, or that it's been wonderful to have a job. The thing is you've been injured. And,
exactly.
And that's a very serious thing. I want you to think seriously about not going for this $30,000. It's like, it should be like 10 times that, easily.
Wow. Yeah, and they know that I'm going through a financial hardship, and they know that my hours been cut on my job. I went to the store manager. I was trying to get approved for a hardship loan to pay my rent and utilities. And this lady, I do believe that she filled out the paperwork for me to fail, and I did receive it. And this like money that they do give to employees that's going through hardship. It's not a loan or nothing. It's just money the company have saved up. They just give to employees that's going through hardship, but they don't like me there. They it's been a hell of a ride for the last year and a half. They want me to quit.
Well,
they want me to leave.
They want you to leave because they know that they have to pay out. I'm just telling you, please don't short sell yourself with this. You know, they would be happy to get rid of you because they think that then they're not going to have to pay you out. And the truth of the matter is you truly did injure yourself at work. They truly are responsible for it.
Exactly.
You know, and they are not paying you out of their pocket. You are not hurting any one of them. This is why they have insurance. This is why you carry disability with them. You should be getting paid for it. It's ridiculous that you're having any hardship. And I truly feel like Spirit is telling me to tell you that you need to get out there and fight for what you need.
Okay.
Okay.
Your figure is talking like close to $200,000. So.
I actually think it should be $500,000.
Ma'am.
I'm sorry. I think it should be more like $500,000. I mean, the thing is that you need enough money to cover your medical needs as well as all of your expenses and your retirement. It's not really even, if you're 40 years old, you're not looking at just 20 years. You could be looking at 40 years.
Right. I mean, because I'm 57.
Okay. You know, so if being 57, you could live till you're 97. You could live another 40 years today with our medical care. And whether you do or not is beside the point. You need to be sure that you're taken care of. And at age 57, I know that you're not done working, but you're awful close to retirement, and it is the last, how many years here of your, it is usually the last 8-10 years when people's 401ks and their retirement start building up. And, you know, all of that's going to be drastically affected. So, you know, I would go consult an entirely independent attorney. That's really what I think you need. And I feel like Spirit's saying you've gotten some signs
that you needed to do that. You've just thought, well, the company's going to do their best for me. It's not the truth. They're not looking out for you. What they're looking for is to get away without paying you. And, you know, I'm not someone who says take advantage, try to get them pay as much as you can. What I'm saying is get them to pay you what is fair, because $30,000 for this injury, this is not fair. Even at being 57, if you were to work until you're 70, 13 years of income is going to be lost. The ability to earn income, the ability to get matching 401k money for your retirement, that's all gone. So it's a bigger, it's the bigger picture. It's not just a little bit to get you through for now. It's about what if you can't work. Okay,
that's
so
true.
I would absolutely, you know, my suggestion to you is don't settle. Go talk to an independent attorney before you sign anything. I don't think this attorney, and I'm not even entirely sure the firm, who provided the attorney for you?
Well, I do have another attorney in mind. I mean, his name is Ken, and he's not too far from my hometown.
Okay, is he affiliated with the company you work for?
Oh, no, ma'am. He has his own firm.
Okay, so he's independent. At least go do a consultation with him and ask him.
Okay.
Okay, I just feel like that's going to provide more protection for you.
Okay. And, you know, every time I see that commercial, I just feel comfortable about this guy. Like, Spirit keeps showing me this guy on TV, and other clients are like, you know, he's giving, you know, when accident insurance, injuries on the job, I mean, these people getting like $300,000 or more.
Right, and the thing is that those are the kinds of signs I'm talking about. That is absolutely a sign from Spirit that you need to connect with him.
Okay. I'm going to give him a call tomorrow and see what my options are and let him know.
Good.
I don't know. In my attorney that I have now, I mean, I haven't spoken to him. I don't think it has not been 20 times, because within the last 18 months, I've been speaking mostly to the secretary, and I've been getting up all the paperwork myself.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would definitely be doing that.
Okay, do you see any other income coming in for me to help me through the holidays and help me to pay my rent for this month? Because I'm so tired of being behind, and it stresses me out. And as far as the company, I asked them, I need 40 hours a week, or either 32, and they won't give it to me. I'm only working like 24 hours to 18 hours each week. I get paid every 2 weeks, so they done cut my hours completely down.
I think you're going to have to work hard to get it. I think you're going to have to fight for it, but I think the company will give it to you. Do they do a bonus at work?
Do they do what now?
Bonuses at work? Because I just got the feeling that there might be like a holiday gift or a bonus. So there might be a little bit of something coming in that way too.
I mean, I did apply for a hardship loan. Not loan,
uh-huh.
But a hardship. And I didn't get it. And that's been about 2 weeks ago. And I told my store manager that, you know, I didn't get it. And he said he was going to talk to this lady, Melissa, for me to apply for it again. But I don't know if he hasn't talked to her or not. And they was like,
I think that you can get it. You're just going to have to push hard. They're just going to push back, okay? So go and talk to them again. Make sure they understand the situation. You know, if you have to, go talk to Melissa yourself.
Yeah. I have. I've spoken to him again, and he sounds like he's concerned, but I don't know. I mean, his name is Drew, and he sounds like he's concerned about it. And yesterday morning, well, this morning when I got off, he went over to talk to her, Melissa, and was they talking about going ahead and approving it for me? Because it's up to him. All he got to do is sign off.
I think that they will, but you're going to have to work hard to get it. You're going to have to call him. You're going to have to call him tomorrow in the morning. You're going to have to call him at the end of the day. It's that kind of thing where you have to keep calling in saying, is this going to happen? I'm desperate. You have to push hard to get it. You're going to have to fight for it. I do think it'll come through, and I think it's going to be put off to the last minute because, again, you know, the company's pushing back. Like you said, they're trying to get rid of you. So, you know, they're pushing back. But you're going to have to work hard for it. You're going to have to call. You're going to have to gas. And you're going to have to keep calling until they answer you. But I think they'll come up with it. It's just they're going to push it off to the very last minute.
Yeah, I mean, because I did ask my attorney. He was like, well, I'm going to go with $80,000 on the $83,000. And I told him, even $83,000 was not enough for, you know, a ballpark and just stuff that on the table. I said at least about $100,000 and $150,000 or even more. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I guess you think I'm not intelligent enough or dumb or what, but to me, I think he's on their side.
Well, that's why I'm saying who retains the attorney. If they're retaining the attorney, then they're going to... the attorney is going to be wanting to represent the company more than you if they're paying their paycheck. And I don't understand why they are banking on you not asking for enough. And you're not, you know, I mean, this really needs, I feel your settlement, like I said, needs to be at least 500,000. I just don't feel like it should be maybe even a little more. You need to be provided for because you've been injured. So I would not sign anything and go talk to an independent attorney tomorrow. Do that soon.
Okay.
And then with the money for the hardship, you're going to have to call them and you're going to have to ask. And if you don't hear back from them in the morning, call again and ask at noon. And if you don't hear back from them by 5 o'clock, you call them back at 4:30 and ask again. And you keep until they answer you.
Okay, great. That's really good, Jody. Thank you so much. It's an awesome reading. Melvin, I hate to say love, but we've got to move on. We've got still callers waiting. Okay?
Okay.
But we have to... I just wanted to remind you, and Spirit's trying to remind you, to keep trying swimming. Swimming. Get the weight off your body and swim. Okay? All right, love. And we're so glad. Get involved in the Sacred Embers support group. And let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, thank you all so much.
God bless. My love.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful night, and you keep fighting. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, we've got about 10 minutes left. We'll move on to area code 609. Are you with us?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, and what is your name, please?
My name's Susan.
Hi, Susan, and how can we help you tonight?
I don't know if I should just ask a specific question or just have you guys pick up what you pick up. I've been dealing with such sad calls tonight. I've been dealing with a serious terminal illness, and so is my mother, and I guess I'm just looking for help.
Okay. Jody, do you want to talk to Susan first?
You know, what I'm hearing is don't give up and don't give in. I know that it can be overwhelming, not feeling well. But I feel like you and your mom, you both have a lot of fight left in you. Actually, are you both dealing with cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
And is it breast cancer?
Mine is. Actually, I had, ironic, I had mine before my mother, and, you know, my mother's 81. She's in a nursing home right now, and I kept thinking, well, maybe there's a reason why I got it. I would rather be me than her, and she was just diagnosed, like, a couple months ago.
Is she lung cancer, or is she breast?
Wow, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, she's lung.
Yeah.
You know,
very good.
Thank you, honey. I you know, what I'm seeing is the two of you really holding hands and supporting each other through it. I think I what I'm hearing is that it's never easy having a terminal illness, but both of you can support one another through this. And so I'm seeing holding hands, relying on each other, and talking through the treatment. And it sounds kind of silly because I feel like it's really about the attitude and how you deal with it, not
yeah.
so much that you're dealing with illness, but how you deal with it. So you laugh when you can. Granted, sometimes you're going to hold hands and you might want to cry, but you have somebody where the two of you are going to be sharing this journey and this experience, and it feels to me like, sounds a little crazy to say it's going to draw you closer, but it is, and you're going to have the opportunity. Yeah. Are you going to actually be together when you're going through treatments?
That's the ironic thing. Her doctor said that she shouldn't, so she's not getting treatment. I recently stopped chemo because it was my fifth chemo, and it ended me up in the hospital. I've been living with this for over 4 years, and she just got it. So so neither one of us really are on treatment right now. Yeah, and I actually haven't been able to go see her because I haven't been well. I have a brother. I moved back to a family home, and he's here too, and he is spending more time with her than me, and, you know, that's been hard.
Okay.
'Cause I want to go, but I get so exhausted.
I know, and I can tell that you're emotional, and it's real hard when you're not feeling well, and, you know, let's admit it, a little bit scared. But what I want to tell you is one of the biggest things we can do is we have to get through it mentally, and it pulls the body forward, meaning mind over matter. The mind-body connection is so strong. If I feel like it would be really good for you to do one thing or two things. One, I'm hearing laugh, laugh, laugh. Anything that you can put on TV or on radio to get you laughing. Watch really good comedians. Watch people who, I know this sounds a little crazy, but this is what I'm hearing. Watch comedians who talk about and laugh at their cancer experiences.
Mm.
I realize it's not a laughing matter, but, you know, it's hard, but sometimes it's easier than laugh than to cry. And looking for things that raise your vibration, raise your joy, doing a gratitude journal, reminding you that, okay, this is going on. It's not entirely pleasant, but it's my journey, and I'm going to make it the best I can.
Yeah.
So laughing as much as you can to get through it, and then I want you to look into some meditations on YouTube or online about, not necessarily healing yourself, but about getting through healing in a way of finding the joy and the blessings in it and the lessons rather than getting focused on the fear, because fear is a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? When we worry, it's like praying for something bad to happen. So if you can focus on the good stuff, and where I feel like this comes into play is you and your mom lifting each other up when you're having those good days. So if one of you are having a bad day, the other one says,
hey, let's have some laughs, or let's cry, let's get done with it, and let's go on to the good stuff and live in the moment.
Okay.
I know it's really, it's easier for me to say, right? I'm not there, although my dog is sick with cancer right now. So I understand it's a devastating thing to go through. It really is.
Yeah.
But if you can do even one little thing to bring some joy to each day and to laugh and to find some peace and to keep your brain from being focused on the negative and the fears, you're winning. You're just winning, okay?
Okay. That all makes sense. Yeah.
I know it doesn't help a whole lot to hear that, but
no.
But you know, it's the truth of the matter is, the only way to deal with a bad situation is by lifting yourself up and getting through it. And so that means we do what we can every day. And, you know, sometimes that may just mean moving your butt from the bed to the couch. But, hey, you know what? If that's all you could do and you did it, then you should be cheering yourself on. Because there are some days when I have a hard time getting my butt out of bed and just to the couch. And it's the best thing I can do all day because the view is different. You know?
Mm-hmm. I understand, and that's true.
And I just want to say I'm sorry. I know it's a big burden to carry. I know that you're afraid of losing your mom. I feel like she has time left. I feel like, I know it's a really scary thing, but the two of you are there to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that, it sounds a little crazy, let her support you. And by that I mean it serves her to talk to you and be there for you and support you.
Because
I think you don't want to let her know how you really feel, that you're scared, that you're sad, that you're sick today. The joy the mom gets, right, is she can't do a whole lot for you except be there for you. And so that is how you can serve her, is, you know, letting her be there for you. And what I'm really specifically hearing is a few years ago I was going through my divorce and my very young cousin passed away and I was so sad and my mom was 4 years away and she couldn't come to the service and I was at the funeral and I was crying and I had the very lucid thought of I want my mommy and I went I want my mommy, that's crazy, I'm so strong, I never want my mommy, but I did, I just wanted my mom. And sometimes that's what we need. And so, you know, sometimes share that with your mom, you know, call her and say I just needed to talk to you, I need my mommy today. Because if you want something, if you want a way for her to be able to serve you that's really going to serve her, it will be very good for her to hear you say, I just need you, Mom. I don't need you for anything other than to be on the phone and tell me that no matter what happens, it's all going to be okay. Because I think sometimes you're feeling like you can't be there for her and she can't be there for you. And it's not the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps, but I hope it does because that's what I was hearing to say.
No, it helps. It just, of course, I want to hear, oh, I have time and going to be around for a while.
I feel like you have time. I don't think you're going anytime soon. I think you need to. I think you need to work on training your brain to expect the best because it's been a long, hard battle. It hasn't been easy. And I think right now you're feeling low and weary and tired. And so the only thing that you can do is figure out how do I change my mindset? And I know
Jody?
It sucks. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. We've only got like 15 seconds left, so I'm going to jump in here real quick. Susan, please contact me through Messenger on Facebook. I'm a breast cancer conqueror, and I would really like to talk to you about the ideas and the messages I was getting through, but we are completely out of time now.
Okay.